Wednesday, this is 8:13:25. We're going to do part five of How Faith Works. I put the title as God's Will to Heal. The fact is, God has already healed. He sent Jesus, and Jesus took all sickness, all disease for all time on his back. So we're going to look at a couple of scriptures, Matthew chapter 8.
Sorry there.
Okay, thank you. 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. By his stripes ye were healed. It's already done and part of our salvation package. Just like, say, if you need to make an insurance claim, whether it be house insurance, medical insurance, or whatever the case is, if you wanted to make a demand on that benefit, then you would have to find out what you have to do to appropriate that into your life. You already have it, but there's certain things that you have to do to get it to work for you, to be of benefit to you. Okay? Appropriation means something that has been appropriated, set aside for a specific use. So Jesus set these benefits aside for us so we can use it. Healing belongs to us, but if we do not appropriate it, it's not of any use, right? Well, salvation is received by faith. We're going to look at that. This is Romans chapter 10, and I believe healing is too. All of it's by faith, our covenant. This is the walk of faith. We're saved by faith. And within salvation is healing. This is Romans. It's not 10, it's 8. I don't know what I'm thinking. Is that right? I get up here and then I just kind of go. No, it's 10. I got it right. Okay, start with the 8 there. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, that's how we appropriate healing, is by faith. I want to give you some guidelines. These are things that just over the last week or so, I brought a few of them Sunday morning. I'm not repeating those really, but these are just some things as I've just been quiet for the Lord and stuff that I have set down and I wrote down as they came up. Number one. You never gauge if you're well or not by how you feel. It's not by feelings. It's by faith. Faith is a stand on the word, and it is not a stand on how you feel. You cannot trust your emotion, because that is where the battlefield is. That's where Satan targets you. He tries to use your emotions against you. Learning to always look to the word of God to check out what condition you are in opposed to your feelings or emotions. How I feel today has nothing to do with the fact that the scripture already says you're well. Pretty simple. Yet people fall all over it. Satan's number one attack against a Christian is an attack against your mind. This is Ephesians 6:10. We're going to read it again. Not all of it. But I read last week, it was about, or Sunday, I think I brought it Sunday. Was it Sunday I brought that? Okay, about standing four times, right here. It's the stand of faith. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What are his wiles? He comes against you in your mind. There's where the wiles come in, whatever they may be. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. That's your mind. Okay. With a mindset that it's already done, that it's already done. When you know what the word says and you know it's already done, then it can help you to stand and not be moved by the circumstances, by the emotions that the devil tries to stir up against you. James 4. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So if you go to pieces, that's double-minded. You forget what the word says. John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. There's that stand. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It's because of this wishy-washiness that Christians have shipwrecked faith. It's like they do good, and then all of a sudden something happens, and it stirs their emotions up, and they begin to get fearful. Fear comes into play. That's Satan's counterattack, false evidence that appears real. And it's going to go against what the word says. You know, you just might as well count on that. In Jesus' ministry, those that rose up and walked or stretched forth their hand or were told to show themselves to the priest all acted on the word that Jesus spoke to them. Did they see it first? No. They acted on his word. I'm going to read a few scriptures here. Philippians 4:1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. What does it mean to stand fast? Well, stand fast in his word. The Christian walk is a stand of faith. Colossians 1. We're going to start with 23 there. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Teaching people to be strong, to stand, not succumb to the wiles of the devil. Second Colossians 2, starting in start with verse 5 there. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joined and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware of any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. So we've been raised to a new life, the walk of faith. Philippians 4:13. Okay, let's see, 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Good faith activator, I can. Your words are important because your words are going to reflect whether you're in faith or whether you're in fear. Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So it isn't about carnal, getting carnal things and doing carnal things. It's about, it comes from another realm where every good and perfect gift comes from, which is above. Every good and perfect gift. There's another point. When fear is present, then you know who you are being confronted by. God does not do fear. He's of faith. The enemy is of fear. This is 2 Timothy 1:7. We know these things, but do we really know them? 2 Timothy 2. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If you notice, when the enemy shows up, fear shows up. When you begin to sense fear, you know who entered the room. You know who entered the picture. What's he come to do? Knock you off your stand. That's his objective. Okay, another point. Having symptoms does not mean that you are not well. It is Satan's tactics to get you off your stand of faith. This is the false evidence appearing real. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 here. For all the promises of God in him are yea, in him unto, and in him amen unto the glory of God by us. God does not renege on his promises. His word declares what he thinks towards you, what he thinks about you, and what he's done for you, and he does not change his mind. And he's not a man that he should lie. It's already been appropriated for you in your benefit package called salvation. Another point, being well is not gauged by the absence of symptoms. Now, most Christians, I can tell you right now, how do you know you're healed? Well, the symptoms went away. It is always gauged by what the Word of God says. Always. Always. If he already says yes and amen, no professional can Jew you out of it. If we get this settled in our minds, then we will be stable and not move from our position of victory. Okay, 2 Corinthians now, 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. No more trying to get our healing. Jesus already got it for us. He already did it. All we have to do is stand and make our claim on our benefits. And don't let fear deter us. And just, if you're going to check on how you're feeling today, then look in the Word of God, because it says, you are well.